Yo, what up, everybody? This is Raw with What Is a Juggalo. By now, you know kind of how this works. I'm sitting here talking with a new Juggalo homie named Lori. Lori, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
All right, like you said, my name is Lori. Maybe some of you guys listening know me because I'm very active online and love to go everywhere. I am, I guess, a therapist, so I do that. I work three different jobs, and I've been listening to ICP since I was 15. And I'm
Wow.
41 now, so it's since 1995, so I'll age myself right there. But it's okay.
We all are. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're all. I was listening to another Juggalo podcast and they talked about feeling old and they were like, I'm 26. And I'm like, oh my sweet child.
That's funny. I don't
Like, I
feel
have
it.
t-shirts. I
Yeah.
have t-shirts older than
Right. Exactly. I'm like, I don't feel it. I think I can hold my own for sure, and I have boundless energy right now. So,
Awesome.
yeah, I can't complain.
Yeah, so I want to give a shout out to the homie Jiggles who tagged you in the post. Anybody listening, if you don't know, I kind of buried the lead inside of a big long 4-hour episode. But I'm holding a contest, and one way to earn an entry is to tag a homie in a post so that I know that they want to be on a show. And that's how Lori hooked up with us. So, homie Jiggles, thank you for that. That's one way to enter the contest, and that's one entry. Another way to enter a contest is to tag a different podcast and tell them that they should have me as a guest. It does not need to be a Juggalo related podcast. I like other podcasts. Basically, I just want to get the name of this podcast out there to a wide kind of audience. So that's one entry if you do that. And if I end up on that show or if they've contacted me within the next month, you'll get 10 entries to the contest. And I promised last episode that by this week I will have a new way to enter. And so I actually came up with two. So if you go to iTunes or to wherever you listen to your podcast and you give me a rating, however many stars you rate me is how many entries you get. And then you got to leave a review. So I don't care what you say in the review. You can talk shit if you want, but 5 stars gets you 5 entries and so on. So that'll be a good way to do that. And then the last one is Anchor has this cool feature that nobody has used, even though I've kept telling people to do it. And that is in your description. I'm sorry, I'm stuttering all over myself. In the show notes, the description of this episode, there's a link to a voicemail where you can leave a 1-minute message. So leave me a voicemail with your name and say something. I don't care what it is. And I'll put you in a future episode. Just a 1-minute shout out to your homies or whatever. I want to get people using that link. And so if you do that, you'll also get an entry. So that's four different ways to get entries. One way to get a lot of entries. One way to get 5 entries. That's all really good. So far, a couple people have done it. Homie Jiggles is one of them. So thanks, man, for that. And the other way to do it is, or I'm sorry. And then also, I wanted to let you guys know there's been some confusion about the prizes. So here's what's in the prize. It's a gift bag. And some of the stuff is going to be a mystery. I'm not going to tell you all of it, but I am adding the, well, so you'll get the Crimson Creek album that I purchased by accident. So you'll get that. It's unopened, unlistened to. It's brand new. It's a Boondocks album from MNE. You will also get at least one twisted card that I have, or not, I'm sorry, not twisted, but an MNE trading card that I have. I'm not going to tell you who it is. It is not twisted. Sorry. Did not mean to accidentally say twisted. And then also you'll get some other goodies. And if you follow my Twitter account, you may see that I am thinking about throwing in a special gift. So you got to go to the Twitter to find out what that is and lurk through my tweets. But there's gonna be a lot of cool shit. So yeah, anyway, I had to get all that out. So Lori, you said that you are a therapist and you've been listening to ICP for a long ass time. So let's dig into that. You want to tell me like about where you grew up and what your life was like before finding ICP?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in a small town in Massachusetts. So just kind of very, what you would expect, I guess, very cliquey, especially in the 90s. Either you fit in or you didn't, or you belong to something. So I was always, just kind of like awkward. If I was trying a fashion trend, it would be, a year or 6 months after the trend was popular. I didn't grow up with a whole lot of money. Our house was like falling apart. My mom was an angel and she was the best person ever. But my dad was an alcoholic and was verbally abusive and psychologically abusive to her. And so just kind of like suffering through that and having to, kind of feel different than everybody else and keeping secrets and trying to act normal. So, So, I mean, I listen to rap and rock and things like that. So I'm afraid of clowns. I'm still afraid of clowns to this day. And in high school, my high school boyfriend had decided that he was going to make me listen to or watch all of the horror movies with the clowns in it and things like that. So, he made me watch all of that. And then randomly he came home from school and was like, oh, this guy like brought this tape into school and these men dress up as clowns and they rap. So I was like, I'm not listening to it. So he's like, yeah, you are. So he would play it over and over and over again. And I found myself like so many times it was a riddle box. So I started singing along and like memorizing the songs. And after a while, I'm like, oh, these guys are pretty funny. Maybe I just won't listen to them, by myself or when I'm driving at night. Like I can handle them with other people. And then it just kind of exploded from there. And I was like, hey, they sing about liking fat chicks and nobody sings about liking fat chicks. So actually these guys are pretty cool in my book. And then after that, it was kind of like instead of trying to want to belong to a clique, I always had like my best friends and stuff. And instead of like, being so caught up in fitting in or looking right, it was just like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. Can I swear?
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like, I just didn't care anymore. And it was really powerful. It was a really powerful feeling. And from then on out, it was just sort of like my eye was always on, being driven, being successful, and things like that. And it's just kind of like amped it up for me.
That's fucking dope.
Yes.
So that was a lot of information. What sorry, I'm trying to think of questions to ask. What are you still afraid of clowns? Is that something that you're
Yeah,
still
it like make me break out into a cold sweat. I mean, I've been on stage with like, obviously during the bagel, how am I getting for ICP? But I just ugh, they like give me the heebie-jeebies, and I definitely don't like those clown things in haunted houses or clown. Like, I don't watch clown movies or anything like that, other than the ones I had to watch, had to watch in high school. So they're not my favorite things.
That's so interesting.
I'm a big believer in like facing your fears. So, I'm super shy. So I went right into like being a therapist and kind of like, having to be like in charge of groups of people and things like that. So I've always been like, if you're afraid of something, you do it. I can't swim, so I just taught myself how to swim because I like to do races where you have to like go in water and things like that. So I try to really confront my fears that way. So that was one, the clown thing was, just a prime example of that.
Right. It's the clown thing. I've never been afraid of clowns, and whenever people say that, sometimes I think they're joking, and sometimes I think they're serious, and I can never tell.
Yeah,
But
no,
for you, it sounds pretty serious.
yeah.
but is that like Uncanny Valley creepy, or is it like, oh my God, I'm about to be murdered creepy?
Like, I'm about to be murdered, creepy.
Okay. Because I know a lot of people get Uncanny Valley, when they look at like dolls and stuff, they get a little creeped out, because it's like too real, and their brain is like, that looks like a person, but I know it's not, so it's something's
Yeah.
wrong.
Oh, yeah, dolls are creepy too, but yeah.
I don't get Uncanny Valley fears either. I know a lot of people, they look at like animated movie, the CGI movies where the people look a little off and it gives them like the willies. And I'm just like,
Yeah.
it just looks odd. It's fine.
Yeah. No, I get that.
Okay. I wonder if it's all part of the same part of the brain. I am not a brain person. I don't know anything about the brain. You know way more than me, so.
Empire might be, or like, yeah, absolutely. If something isn't familiar, we tend to be scared of it, or then there's like
Yeah.
your, classical conditioning. But, I'll save you the
Right.
boring lecture on that.
I don't think it's boring. I think that stuff's crazy interesting. But anyway, let's talk more about you. So you were a teenager, you found ICP, and it kind of gave you some of the confidence that you were lacking to kind of be who you are. What was your like I'm trying to think of how to ask this question in the right way. You went on to college, obviously, and got a degree. Did you go straight from high school, or did you like what was that journey like for you? Did you have to, what
Yeah,
route did you take?
I went straight, into college from high school. And then like the degree I have in psychology, you can't really get a good job with just a bachelor's. So, I always knew I had to get my master's, so I have that too. So I went right from, high school to bachelor's to master's, and then to be licensed and like doing all the work and taking the tests and getting the hours in.
Right. What was your college life like as a young juggalo trying to take on this degree that's very like professional and intellectual? I was an art major, so like I
It kind of fits in.
we just goofed off. I didn't really have to study or anything. So what was that like for you?
It was just like the same. It's weird because it's just like it's who I am, and it's been a part of my life for so long, but it's also like just quote unquote like just a band that I listen to, even though obviously, actually, I will say the hardest part would be like, like I would go to all the shows here, like, Maine, New Hampshire, Mass, Rhode Island, Connecticut. So kind of like balancing schoolwork with that. But I have missed two shows, I think, in my entire since I've been listening to them. So it's just kind of like that, just making sure it wasn't really difficult to balance. I lived at home all the years and it worked and always worked multiple jobs. So it's just, yeah, just kind of part of the grind, I guess.
All right. And are you comfortable saying like where you went to school and all that, or do you want
Oh yeah, no, I can. I absolutely. I went to Bridgewater State College in Mass, so
to?
I think
Yeah,
it's
I'm not
Bridgewater
familiar with.
State University. Yeah, it's like a it's a really good like teaching school, I guess. It was the town I grew up in, so it was like a 5-minute commute.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And then where did you get your master's from?
The same place.
Same. And what's the process from going from undergrad to grad school, like, because I haven't done that yet. I'm
You have
about
to,
to.
yeah, you have to. I mean, for me, of course, this is like 100 years ago. You had to, I think, you had to take the GREs, like the
Right.
general, I don't know, something exam. So you had to like pass those and get letters of recommendation, and I think just apply. So obviously, I had good grades, and I had taken at that point like karate for 20 or maybe 10 years at that point. So I had like, connections, and the people I did karate with were all, in the town, police officers in town. I know, so they were good people, and they wrote me glowing recommendations because they too kind of knew how I grew up and they knew what I had accomplished. So they sent me like they wrote me the best recommendations I think I've ever read. So that helped.
Oh, that's good. And how, let's see, as a grad student or an undergrad or all this, when you're going to shows and you're working your butt off trying to get these degrees, and the world is sort of seeing juggalos as like one thing, how did you balance who you were versus sort of what the stereotype was of juggalos?
I think it was just it was never like a matter of trying, it was just never straying from what I believed and like how I was. So I never felt that like I know like I never felt like, oh, you can be accepted even if like you just don't have any goals or motivate, like you can, no
Right.
shade on people who do this, but you know what I mean, like, yeah, absolutely, you can be very much, whatever you choose to do can be accepted. But to me it was like not part of like who I wanted to be. So that was just Like that's how I usually made that distinction. And what I used to always like to do is like surprise people. So if you see me in a professional setting, you would be surprised to know that I listen to ICP. If you see me at ICP, you would be surprised to know that I am, you know, a therapist or have these degrees or these licenses and things like that. So I always like to kind of balance it that way, I guess. Like, you know, and it's nice to be somewhere where I don't have to think about like, you know, being a mom or being a therapist or being like anything else but myself. So I don't know if that makes sense or answers your question.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And that actually brings up an interesting question is like, how do you reveal to people, if I met you in a professional setting, how would you reveal to me if you decided to that you were a juggalo?
I always wear my hatchet man.
Oh.
So I have that on 24/7. When I worked in a prison for about like she's 15 years. So when they were on the FBI's list for the gang, they became a security threat group. So then they were like, "You can't wear that because you're gonna get fired." You know, they threatened firing. So I just put it on a longer chain and like hid it. So that's usually like how people can tell. And you know, obviously with clients, like some comment on it and some don't, but that's how I usually show it. But yeah, I've worn it. I think I've had this Hatchet Man since like 2002, like the little one. So it's just what you can see me, like I have pictures of when I think graduate. I don't know if I was undergraduate, but graduating in like getting the different like awards and being part of like honor society. I'm wearing the Hatchet Man, but like all dressed up in my little like, you know, business suit. So that's, you know, it's kind of always been there.
And then on the flip side of that, when you're hanging out with juggalos at a show or assuming you go to gatherings at a gathering, how do they react when you tell them like, oh yeah, I've got a master's degree in therapy, like
They're
what's
very
that?
surprised.
Yeah.
I actually on the I did the virtual meet and greet with ICP, like the first one.
Oh,
And
nice.
on the advertisement for the second one, like I'm in it. And Jay, you know, so says like, "You're a therapist and you're down like that." And so I'm like, "What do you mean?" Like in my squeaky voice. So, but just that, I think like I've done enough meet and greets, but at first they have been like, "What? Like, how are you a therapist?" You know, that, so that's usually how it comes across. And then the people I'm friends with are the people that, you know, through the internet, but like, you know, the people I've met through people, obviously if you're friends with me online, like you'll figure out like that I'm, you know, 'cause I always talk about mental health and, you know, my clients and loving my job and things like that. So,
Yeah, well, and I think the juggalo world at large has sort of a need for information about mental health. I mean, I not to speak for other people, but I know especially when I was younger, but even to this day, I have like clinical depression and things like that that I have to deal with. And so knowing that there's juggalos out there taking care of people and helping them is really inspiring for me. I'm really glad to hear that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because I mean, I know juggalos that have been through some shit, and to know that the system isn't all just people who don't know what we're about, to know that there's juggalos in that system is really refreshing.
Yeah, it's definitely a few times has made helped me connect with some like younger client, like younger, like in their 20s, like clients and things like that. If they realize, you know, that it is like, hey, you know, she gets, well, I don't even know what they think, but yeah, same thing. Like, not everybody's
Right.
like judgmental old lady that, yeah, like it's just kind of, yeah, that's what usually
Yeah,
happens.
and nowadays you probably get younger people who are like, "What's an insane clown posse?"
Exactly, yes.
My dad used to listen to
Yes, I had an
that
adolescent client. I think she's like 13 and she was like reading her music list. It must be from like TikTok or something. And she was like, "I like Insane Clown Posse." So it's like I was like, "Don't say anything, don't say anything." But it was cute. So it was like, you know, obviously it was cute.
Yeah, I work with kids, and I had a kid show up one day wearing the Fuck Your Rebel Flag t-shirt, and I
Oh,
was just
God,
like,
yeah.
big ups. But she just liked it because she saw it on TikTok. She didn't know what the band was.
Exactly. Yeah. I know that, like, I'm very familiar with, like, the songs, I guess, that are on there. And, like, yeah.
So you mentioned something, I'm gonna ask about if you're comfortable with it, but you mentioned being a mom.
Yes.
So if you're okay getting a little more personal, do you want to tell me how you met your partner and what they think about Juggalos and how, how
Well,
that started?
yeah, well, it's my ex-husband now, but and we just grew up in the same town and knew the same people and met at a bar. Just kind of like the same thing. Like, they're people who aren't in this life are cool with it for a while until they see that it's not going to change for you, or you're always going to go to shows, and then they become not cool with it. I mean, that's not the
Right.
reason. Like, there's many reasons for our, like, ultimate divorce, but it was just one of those, like, just because I went to one show, I'm going to go to seven shows, you know what I mean? So, like, that's my experience with that. Like, it's like, oh, I like, it's cool that you listen to all this crazy music and do these things until you go to listen, go to do these crazy, like, go to shows and go to travel, and then they're like, eh, we don't like it so much.
Right.
I was gonna say, like, I have this, like, example, like, it's all fun and games dating a juggalo until they want to do juggalo things or something. So
yeah, that's great. Like the memes. The cop girls. Yeah. That's great. Makes me laugh. So about how old were you when you guys got married?
27.
27. Okay. And how old were you when you got divorced, since that's part of your
32,
story
I think.
now? 32. So yeah, a little
Maybe
while.
a little more. Yeah, 30, maybe a little bit older, but yeah, just about that. Yeah, it's been a long time.
And in between those, you had kids,
Yep, just
kid,
one.
just one.
Yeah.
What do they think about all of your juggalo-ness?
She loves it. She's 13. She's been listening, obviously, to it since in utero, and I've never not listened to it. And I always taught her, like, these people, they swear and they're singing about things, but they make money to swear, so it doesn't give you, like, free range. So she's a good kid. She doesn't, like, swear. Her favorite album is, Fred Fury. And
Oh,
I
nice.
tease her because, like, she's been listening to it since she was born, and I'm always like, "You're Fred Fury alo," because I know, like, when people joined after Shangri-La, they've been made fun of, but
Oh, yeah.
our inside joke. But she's, yeah, no, she's into it, and she just, yeah, she likes, she dresses like a little goth now, and she wore the ice, she wears, like, band shirts, and every time we go out, people are like, name three songs. So she wore an ICP shirt to school, and I was like, I dare anybody to ask you to name three songs from that one. She's into it.
That is such a stu I hate, like,
Yeah.
elitism can suck a nut. Like, there's no
Yeah.
reason to be like that.
True, though, like, I get a little, like, gatekeepy about, ICP and Twisted, because I'm like, there's so much that goes into, I don't gatekeep, like, out loud, but in my head I'm just more like, there's so much that goes into it. It's like, to me, it's not like a fashion trend, but that's just my own personal, like, I get why people do it, but I personally wouldn't.
Well, I don't get, I don't gatekeep, but I do get, like, I get this urge to be a tour guide. Like, oh, you're wearing a nice t-shirt and do you know this? Do you know that? Here, let me show you. Have you seen that? I want to show them everything. I'm like, oh my God, you gotta see Moon Glorious.
Yes, yeah.
You gotta check. Here's a thousand things to show you. And then they're
Yes,
like, chill
exactly.
out, dude. It's just a band. I'm like, it is not.
Yes, exactly. I will. I know with we're going to Anime Midwest, and I'm taking her, and ICP is, I guess, allegedly playing the first night without Faygo. So, her dad texted me, was like, I don't want her going to ICP. And I was like, all right. And then, like, I'm not changing, I was like, let's just stay in the hotel room, I guess, but she'll come, she'll be safe. And yeah, so there's that. So I know that that's, like, his own personal thing, but I'm like, I'm not gonna take her to some place where I think she's gonna get hurt or
Oh,
anything.
of
So,
course.
and I can understand, yeah, the concerns from the other parent, but yeah.
Well, what he doesn't know won't hurt him. Just kidding. I'm not trying to get you in trouble.
Exactly.
But yeah, that's that'll be a lot of fun. I'm a little curious to see if the Anime Fest will draw a lot of juggalos to the Anime Fest, or if the audience will be a lot of people who are like, LOL, this is the group from that webcomic. We should go look at it. You
Yeah.
know, but
I think
I forget what the.
a few friends that I know are going, so I think it'll be kind of like maybe a mix of that. Like, I think it's just like at the first or one first or second show since the
Yeah.
pandemic. So yeah, hopefully it'll be
And
yeah.
it'll be weird to not have Faygo. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I
I
think
don't
that they
know if I
had
could
it
do it.
before, didn't they, like maybe in Washington or something like that, but there's been a
Yeah, I
few
know.
people. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, like, solo shows, I never do Faygo, and then, like, there's been, like, the acoustic sets and stuff. But yeah, I don't know. It would just be strange to me. It'd be cool as fuck, but just different.
Very
And then
different.
one to remember for sure. But
Yeah.
I won't be there because I don't know anything about anime and I live in Los Angeles, so it's far and
Yeah.
I don't if I was going to the convention already, maybe, but since I don't know anything about that stuff, I just I'll
Yeah,
miss
that's my
that
daughter.
one.
Yeah, my daughter loves anime, so it's a
Oh
win-win for
no.
both of us. Yeah.
Do you enjoy anime? I know a lot of
No.
our no.
I try, I can't. I get it, I guess, but I can't get into it. I don't get any, like, I don't understand it, but I get the love of it.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I've tried a couple times and I've had jugglers on here who would tell me about their favorite anime and I'm like, that sounds cool, man, but I tried to watch it. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's like
And
gibberish.
yeah, well, it's like for me personally, I don't like the way they draw faces and they over exaggerate facial movements. Just
Yeah.
it doesn't make sense in my brain. I'm like, why are they so excited about everything?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, I don't get it. I'm yelling
It's
so
like
loud.
everything's turned up to 15, man. So anyway, so that's cool that your kid's really into it and excited about things. So do you want to tell me, like, what are some of your hobbies or some of your areas of interest outside of being a juggalo?
I like to run and work out a lot. That's basically my main hobby. And then travel and go to Disney. So now you say you're from Los Angeles, that's on my bucket list.
Oh yeah, Anaheim Disneyland is really cool. You've been to Disney World, I take it?
Yes, yep, many
Yeah.
times.
I've been to Disney World once and it rained the whole time, like buckets of rain. And in LA when it rains, like it mists, like that's it. But this was
Yeah.
like bucket. We had
Yep.
ponchos and we were still soaking wet, is how much it rained. The
That's
water was
funny.
coming from everywhere. So I had a miserable time at Disney
Yeah.
World.
That's not a good frame of reference.
I was like, I would much rather be at Disneyland. I know it. I go there often. Well, not often. I haven't been in like 15 years, but it's like yeah, it's about 45 minutes away, so then I can sleep in my own bed.
That's perfect. Yeah, no, that's definitely up there for me. So it's my, favorite place to go.
It's very similar to Disney World, Magical Kingdom. But we don't have there's one of the other parks. I think it's called Hollywood Studios or something. We don't have that. We have California Adventure.
Yes, yeah.
It's a little different. And then we don't have the giant animal park, which we also went to when I was out there, and that was amazing. Blew me away.
It is pretty cool.
We went when they had the Avatar stuff up, so there was a whole land of like bioluminescent flowers and
It's
decorations,
gorgeous.
and it was otherworldly. We don't have that at Disneyland, but it's pretty cool. So
I
yeah,
get
if
the
you can move
rundown
out,
of like why it's good and that kind of thing, so I can appreciate that part of it.
right. But yeah, if you ever come out here, you'll have fun. It's cool. Disneyland's cool.
Yeah.
You mentioned working out earlier. You said you like to do races where you have to swim and stuff. Is that like triathlon, or I don't exercise, but I'm like
Like tough mudders
that's
and
my
things like that.
oh
Spartan is.
okay. So I actually know a little bit about that, not a whole lot, but can you explain to our listener like what tough mudding is? Tough mudder.
Yeah, it's like either a 3 or 10 mile course where you run and then you do obstacles. So you climb walls, dive into water, go through mud, crawl under barbed wire, carry logs, and those kinds of things. So it's kind of like the Spartan and things like that. So it is really tough. And again, it's facing you, I can't climb. So I do it anyways and like get up to the top and you're like, well, I'm going to fall. So I might as well just keep going. And you keep going. So it's just kind of that mental strength.
Yeah, there used to be this show on MTV called Made, and it was like a reality show where some teenager would be like, I want to be made into a XYZ kind of thing, right?
Yes.
And I learned about tough mudding because this girl who looked like she weighed like 90 pounds, super skinny little small teenage girl, was like, I want to be made into a tough mudder. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Funny.
So I watched it, and they had her like turning the big monster truck tires, flipping them over, and then she had to run through this like obstacle course. And I was like, "Dang, this girl's tough! Like that's no joke. She was hardcore."
Yeah, it is.
So that's pretty badass of you. And it's long. You said 10 miles. That's crazy.
Yeah, there's two courses, one's 3 and one's 10. So it's a whole day, it's a whole, you don't run it, like you can walk and there are times you obviously like stop and things like that unless you're competing. But no, it's just,
Right.
yeah, still you're moving for 10 miles.
That's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's
I'm very impressed. That's pretty badass.
will say the one I did in 2019, I did the 10 mile on Saturday by accident. I thought it was a 3 mile, but with a friend that I've met through the message board for Juggalos, I did it with him and his friends. And then the day after, I did it with another Juggalo friend. So that was
Oh
pretty
wow.
cool. And I actually tore my meniscus and had knee surgery like a couple months after that because of it. So it was fun, but it definitely paid the price.
Are there a lot of juggalos that are involved in that scene, the community Tough Mudders?
Those are the only two I know. I think it's just a general, like, they enjoy both like I do. So it's just kind of like, yep, let's do it. Like,
That's cool.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm always excited to learn about like what people are into, and that's definitely one of the most unique I've heard.
Yeah, I do have often do like half marathons and things like that too. So yeah, I've done like 41 of those. My goal is to get to 100.
Wow. Well, I hope you make it.
Thank you.
I'm a giant couch potato.
No shame in that.
In quarantine, it got so bad because now I'm working from home and stuff, and I'm just like, I start getting winded just walking out to my car. Like
Yeah.
I gotta start doing something. So I got an exercise bike, and I'm trying to build my stamina back up. But I was like, ooh, I let myself go over the past year.
Yeah, it's been tough for a lot of people.
Have you been affected by COVID in any kind of personal way, or have you known anybody who's gotten sick or anything like that?
No, but I definitely, started working for myself and working from home. It's been great, so I can't complain about that.
What's your kind of work life like in general? I mean, I don't need too specific, but just kind of give me an paint a picture.
Which what?
Of your work life, like how is working at home as a therapist and all that? Like, what do you do?
It's I do Zoom therapy, and so yeah, I get up, work out in the morning. And then I'm on Zoom from like usually 11 to 8 at night. So it's, lovely because I don't have to drive anywhere and can see a lot more people. Yeah, so it's pretty much it, just giving therapy.
And does therapy change at all being remote? I mean,
Not really. I think it's a lot more accessible to people. Yeah, like I think that's the biggest thing is that, you know what I mean? Like you can do it like driving home. Well, you're not supposed to drive, but like, you know, on break. Yeah, a lot of people do it in their cars and parking lots because they maybe can't say anything at home. But yeah, so that's the biggest difference, I think, is just the availability of it. So now more than ever, I think it's just good if anybody's like struggling with it to like reach out because there's so many more options.
Yeah, I have a friend who had really bad social anxiety, and she tried a few years ago to find a therapist who she could do remote access with, and she couldn't on her insurance find
Yeah.
anybody.
That's
And
a big thing now.
now she has a ton of options. And she's like, but
Yes.
now I can go outside. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
but yeah, so I'm glad that option's out there. I know although it sucks that so many people had to die and that this virus has done so much damage to us, I'm glad to see that people are quickly adapting to using technology in a way that brings us closer together when we can't be physically together.
Yeah, I think it's okay to like live in both worlds too, like the, you know, like the, you know, acknowledging the stuff that does, like, the stuff that does suck about it and the sadness and the isolation, but
Right.
then also like, hey, you know, maybe there's a different way you can be at home or you don't have to commute and, you know, lose hours with your family because you're
Right.
traveling or that kind of thing. So I think that's been a, you know, hopefully something that is more like implemented now, I guess, or more.
Yeah, I know my I work for a church, and we're talking about reopening and doing hybrid services, and I know that a lot of the people from my church are older, and so we have a lot of people who live in retirement homes who can't come on a weekly basis and haven't been able to even before the coronavirus. And now they're getting on Zoom, and they've been reluctant to use email for years, but now that everybody's stuck at home, somebody showed them how to use Zoom to connect with their family or whatever, and then now they're using it for church and for all sorts of different things. And so there is that side of it too, and it's really exciting to watch it happen.
Yeah, that's cool. There's benefits to it.
Right. It just sucks that so many people had to die to get us here.
Right. If there was a
Well, I'm
better
glad to
way,
hear
yeah.
that. Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you haven't been too personally affected by it, other
No.
than the work. I know a lot of the jugglers that I've talked to have been pretty lucky on that. So,
I would say I've thrived. You know, it's definitely helped me again start my own practice, you know, work like multiple, so much more. And yeah, I've traveled and the only thing I've missed out on is live music. That's coming around soon, so that's good.
What's the last live music you got to see?
I think it was Twisted in November of 2019 and like the acoustics were bad. It wasn't a great show. It wasn't very memorable.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough that they had Juggalo Weekend in LA
Yeah.
right before LA shut down. So literally like 3 or 4 days before everything got shut down, I got to juggalo the
Yes, I was
fuck
kicking myself because I was like almost, you know, looking at places and getting information from friends who live out there, like where should they stay? But then I just didn't pull the trigger and I regret it. So now I was like, you know what? Now it was taken away from us. I'm gonna do my best not to miss. If I can do it, I'm gonna do it.
I don't get to do a whole lot of traveling, so when they said it was gonna be in LA, I was like, oh fuck yeah.
Perfect. Yeah.
I had only been to one other Juggalo Weekend event, which was in Vegas, which is like 4 hours away.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, hell yeah, this is gonna be dope. It was outside, and a lot of juggalos from out of state were like, is it gonna be cold? And I was like, no, it's LA, we're
Yeah.
fine. And I was talking to one person who was like, oh, yeah, 1 year we left it, you know, wherever it was, and it was so cold outside you were freezing because of all the Faygo. I was
Yeah,
like, not
that's,
here. You can wear a t-shirt and shorts. You're good.
you know, that's here. You know what I mean? Like, you just pretty much like half the shows are, yeah, you're freezing after, so be prepared.
I'm scared. I'm going to my first Hello Wicked ever
Oh, that's
in
exciting.
Detroit. And if they have it this year, I've already committed. So they
Awesome.
better have it.
Yeah.
But I'm nervous about the weather because I'm so used to my weather and I'm kind of a big baby.
Yeah, you'll be cold. Bring a
It'll
jacket,
be,
towel.
yeah. Yeah. I gotta find a jacket.
Yeah.
I got one somewhere. Yeah, I don't know. It'll be fine. But like the whole experience of weather and Faygo is gonna be new and I'm gonna be like dripping wet and it's gonna be chilly.
Yes. I can't even lie because it's, yeah, there's no sugarcoating
Yeah. And it's not like I'm not gonna get covered in Faygo. I mean, that's half the reason to
it.
go.
Right. Even if you're like, no, I don't think so this time around. I always am like, nope. It's like a big lie because I always do. I always I'm like, yeah, actually, I'm going to go out front.
Oh yeah, and I'm saving up as much money as I can, and I'm just like, I'm gonna go ham. I bought Fright Fest tickets already.
Awesome. You'll
I'm
have
not a big
to.
Twisted fan, so I don't see Twisted very often. So this will be the first time I've seen Twisted in a couple of years,
Wow. Yeah.
and even when I would play The Gathering, I wouldn't go to their sets. It's like how little I am into Twisted.
Wow. I'm a big fan of them too.
Yeah, a lot of people are. I stopped listening to them around Mirror Mirror.
Wow.
I was like, this is not my vibe. And they're cool dudes, and I fully support what they're doing with MNE. I've been buying a ton of merch from them lately for House of Crazies because I like that stuff. Before they were Twisted, I liked that, and the early Twisted stuff I liked. But around
Yeah.
Mirror Mirror, when they started being more of who they wanted to be, I think. I just realized they were on a different vibe, different wavelength than I was. Which is cool, I mean, we need more voices, not less, so I support what they're doing. I just doesn't hit me right.
Yeah, that's understandable. It's not for everybody.
So, yeah. And I know a lot of jugglers who feel that way about ICP lately. They're like, I haven't liked an ICP album since the Wraith or
Yeah.
it's like, that's cool, I still really enjoy ICP albums though. Fearless Fred's dope. Yeah,
I love it. I love it. Yeah.
I'm excited about the new one. Yeah, so anyway, let's kind of refocus on you. So yeah, I don't really know what else I should ask you. Tell me something interesting about yourself that I wouldn't expect.
Oh, no, I
Not to
think
put you, not to put you on the spot.
I know. I would say, I mean, that just that, like the,
Yeah.
I mean, I like ABBA too. I don't know if that's surprising, like disco in the
Say
60s and 70s.
that again. I'm sorry, I missed it.
Oh, I'm gonna say I like ABBA and
Oh,
disco and
ABBA.
60s and 70s music, I guess that would be surprising. But I guess a lot of people have like a wide range of musical tastes. So I don't
Right,
know if that's
especially
shocking.
juggalos. I find that a lot of juggalos are very scattered musically. Like, we latch on to stuff and we just
Yeah.
like we get really into different things. How'd you get into ABBA and all that?
I just always have loved that kind of stuff. I
Yeah.
love old fashioned. I was an old soul. I should have been, born in the 60s or grown up in the 60s and 70s, I think.
Right. What did you think about the movies where they incorporated the songs and did they do ABBA justice?
Yes, that's some of my favorite movies too. We'll watch them over and over again.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know much about ABBA except for their I know those I did watch one of the movies, I think the second one.
Yeah, no, we love it. Me and my daughter love it.
Cool. So she's gonna grow up liking ABBA, ICP, and then whatever else.
Yeah, but she chooses, so it's just, yeah,
Yeah.
a cool kid.
That's pretty cool, yeah. Yeah.
But I guess, yeah, in terms of surprising, I mean, that's usually like being a therapist and then running so much and running races and doing
Right.
Tough Mudders, like usually that does it, I think.
Right,
That's what
yeah.
my life
Well,
consists of, like, working hard and, being a Disney freak and being a workout
yeah.
freak.
Oh. We talked a little bit about Disney, but let's talk more about Disney. What about Disney is it that you love so much?
I think it's just another one of those, just don't have to grow up. I'm kind of like ICP, like you just can be yourself. You don't have to worry about like being too cool for something. And it's just fun. I could just, yeah, I just really liked it. I always watched all the movies growing up, and just, going to the park is, I like escapism. So I think that's part of it for me. Just being able to like, just kind of, you go into like the bubble, and ideally you forget about the world for a little while. I think that's what it is.
I interviewed a juggler named Dustin who talked about liking the Power Rangers and stuff for that same kind of reason, like being really in they were really into like the parts of their childhood that they felt they missed out on. And so that makes sense to escape back to that. Did you have a favorite Disney movie growing up?
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid.
As a matter of fact,
Yeah.
like one of my Juggalo homies, the one who draws the a lot of their merch, she did two of my tattoos. I have Ariel and Belle with M&E and psychopathic tattoos on them. So
Oh, that's cool.
I
Who's
like
that artist? Do you want to give him a shout out?
thing. Murphy, Theater of Creeps.
I'll check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool as fuck. Yeah, my favorite growing up was The Jungle Book, but I was never like big about Disney.
Yeah.
Like it was just kind of whatever. I did like the oh, so that's a good question for you. How do you feel about the live action remakes that they've been doing?
Some of them are really good. Aladdin was amazing. Beauty and the Beast
Wow.
was really good. Yeah, I think that's the ones I can remember. So some of them
Are
are
you
really, really good.
Excited about the Little Mermaid?
We'll see. I don't know how you're gonna do fish, but it should be interesting.
It'll be interesting for sure.
I'd like
I'm
to see.
excited about it. Just because of all the controversy, because people are like, oh my God, they cast a black girl.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, you're so stupid.
I know the things
It's
they
a
worry about.
mystical creature. She's
Yeah.
it doesn't people get defensive over weird stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm interested in that. I'm always interested to see kind of what big movies like what they can do technologically, how it changes, over
Just be diff
generations.
yeah, like a different interpretation of it, or in a different like medium, I guess, if that's fair. It's like, yeah, how they reimagine, I guess, or reinterpret it.
Right. Yeah, I will say that there was one Disney remake, live action remake that I thought was terrible, and that was Dumbo.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see that one.
It is awful.
It
There's
seems like it, yeah.
they everything that makes Dumbo special, they took away, and then they
Okay.
added a bunch of weird stuff that doesn't make any sense.
I would say the
And
Mulan one wasn't great either. Cause, I mean, the story is good, and I know it's like more true to the
I haven't
myth,
seen that
I
one.
guess. Yeah, but it was just sort of like, Mushu and Eddie Murphy and all the comedy in it was what made the movie for me.
No.
So, yeah, that was pretty.
I
I didn't
actually
like it
haven't
as
seen
much.
either version of that.
Ah.
So, but I do know I've seen the gifs of did you say the name was Mushu the Dragon? Is that
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy's character? Yeah. I've seen that those gifs and I dishonor you dishonor you dishonor your
Yes,
cow, your
The whole way makes me crack up still, so yeah, it's funny.
that's really cool. And how do you feel about Disney buying up all these major entertainment companies like Marvel and Star Wars and
I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I don't have any sort of like thoughts on it, I guess. Yeah, I'm glad to like I can I've never I'm starting to watch some of the Marvel things, so I'm glad I can see it on Disney Plus. I guess that's the only notice. I've never seen a Star Wars thing, but I respect the fandom.
Right, you
And
weren't part of those scenes.
no. So I guess, yeah. It's good. It's more, I don't know, to me, like being more accessible, I guess.
I was also never into Star Wars. I was into comic books as a kid, but not so much the Marvel movies.
Yeah.
So
I like it,
where
and I like the idea behind it and like the connection. So I'm trying to watch it. They're just really long sometimes.
there's a lot of them too.
Yeah.
When Disney bought Marvel, everybody's like, oh man, this is gonna ruin Marvel. I'm like, this is gonna make Marvel so much money. Like
Yeah. That's good too. I'm like, I know there's the whole like, well, they, being too, becoming too big. And now that's
yeah.
like, but I don't really have any, like even know what that means, I guess.
Right.
Maybe one
Any.
company shouldn't have that much power or be that big, but I'm just a,
Right.
who am I to say?
Right. Well, Disney will take over the world. I know a lot of people think Google is going to be Skynet, but it's going to be Disney.
Probably. Hey, they run a tight ship too, what I mean? Like they're
Yeah. They
their
already got
systems.
animatronic.
Yeah,
They got
exactly.
the robot. They put some free will in that thing and then make them evil, and we're doomed.
Yeah,
I've seen.
absolutely. An eye in the sky or whatever.
Yeah, well, I've seen what's the Simpsons episode where they go to Itchy and Scratchy Land and they all turn on them?
Yes, yeah. I can.
It's coming.
Hey, the Simpsons predict a lot, they predict a lot, so who's to say?
Yeah, oh God, that's gonna give me nightmares now. I'm gonna be not driving to Anaheim anytime soon.
Oh, jeez, you're on
Actually,
ground
I'm
zero.
going. I'm going. So there's a next to Anaheim, there's this city called Santa Ana, and I'm going there in 2 weeks to go to my first movie in over a year.
What do you want to see?
Excited. We're gonna see. So I don't know. It's called amusement park. So that's funny. We're talking about amusement parks, but I guess it's a George Romero from Night of the Living Dead. He directed this movie in the 70s, and it was lost, and they thought all the footage was destroyed or whatever. But somebody found some, and they remastered it, and they're just doing like spot releases of it.
Wow.
So it's not getting a wide release. So it's gonna be a George Romero movie from the 70s about an amusement park, and it's gonna be basically over a freeway from Disneyland.
Wow, that's creepy.
Like across the freeway. So that'll be fun.
Check that out. Yeah, that sounds so creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so it's called amusement park, and I'm sure you can find if there's any showings near you, but it's getting it the first week of June is when it's playing out here, but I don't know where else it's playing. I don't know how many dates they're doing across the country. So if you like
Definitely.
horror movies, if you
Yeah.
like Night of the Living Dead, it might be fun.
I'll definitely see that for sure if it's around here.
For sure. Anyway,
Creepy.
yeah, okay, so we've been talking about an hour and I can't think of any other questions, so do you want to go ahead and plug your social media and let people know where to find you?
It's just Lori Hopgood. On Instagram, so it's pretty easy, and then you'll be able to find me in other places.
Awesome. Well, thank you
Yeah.
so much for doing this. It was great getting
Thank
to
you.
know you.
Thank you. I could
And
talk about this anytime anybody's like, can we enjoy my get pick me? Because I could talk about this all day long.
well, and like I said, I think it's really cool that there are professional juggalos out there doing good work, important work.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I said, I know that a lot of juggalos have struggled with stuff. I had not just myself, but other friends and stuff who have been severely impacted by mental illness in the juggalo world. So keep up the good work, and good luck on hitting those 100 marathons and doing all your Tough Mudder. That stuff is really impressive too. That level of determination is just fantastic and very impressive.
Thank you.
So I got one last question for you, and that is, of course, what is a juggalo?
I'll be sincere. I think it's somebody who maybe came from less than ideal circumstances, found their calling, found a group of people that are accepting of you no matter what, that will, push you to be, hopefully push you to be better, but, kind of meeting you where you're at, and just being non-judgmental, being open, and trying to be like the kindest person you can be. So that's what a juggalo is to me.
That's fucking.